It's 104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev. On the phone here, we have the headliner for the very first installment of the Brew Ha 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 comedy series at Prairie Street Brewing Company next Thursday. It's Rocky Laporte. Good morning, Rocky.
Hey, buddy. How are you, Kev?
Hey, good to have you on, man. And it's good to talk to you. I've been watching you for a very long time, man. I actually was just looking at your YouTube video of your appearance on Evening at the Improv.
Oh, man, that's old. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back quite a ways, but you're killing three words in.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There's more recent. I did, like, Last Comic Standing and Tonight Show, stuff like that, you know, and I'm actually looking forward to working up there in Rockford.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be an honor, man. Like I said, I've been watching you quite a long time, but how did this all get started for you? What got you into comedy?
You know what? When I was a kid, one of my uncles was on the radio, and we used to listen to him all the time, and it wasn't really a radio. It was like a police scanner, you know? Yeah. He was called the Perp. Did you ever hear of him?
Yeah, yeah, that was mornings on K-Rock in California, wasn't it?
That's right. I guess it's in my blood.
I guess so. So where did you grow up? You're talking about listening to the radio as a kid. Where did you listen to the radio? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in mostly Chicago, and I lived in New York for a while, but mostly Chicago. It was like a crazy, I lived in this big Italian neighborhood, you know, and it was just like a movie, you know, like the ice cream truck used to drive around and play Godfather music. How many ice cream trucks, you know, that have tinted windows?
Right.
There's the only place you can go that you can get like a snow cone and bet $50 on the Bears.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not really worried about that kind of thing in Chicago anymore. It's a little bit of a different gangster situation there now.
Oh, yeah, it ain't the same, man. It changed, you know. Everybody's moving out of the city, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's like I say, we have Rocky Laporte on the phone. He's going to be our headliner for the Brew Ha 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 comedy series next Thursday at Prairie Street Brewing Company. And, you know, we all would love to do comedy for a living. You know, for some of us, it's a part-time job. But suppose you were not doing comedy. What does Rocky Laporte do if he's not a comedian?
You know what? I think I like to be the Pope, because I like to wear hats and wave to people. I think they're having tryouts in New Jersey next summer, so I sent in my $50. And I don't know. I think it'd be a good job. You know, I think I'd be a good Pope.
I think that'd be a good reality show. I mean, you did Last Comic Standing. Why not America's Next Top Pope?
Yeah, I like that. I like how you think. Hey, Kevin, let me ask you this. You know, you're always on the radio.
Yeah.
Down here, there's a station, like, every, 15 minutes, they tell you what time it is.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, how old is your car that you don't have a clock in it? Like, were you driving a Model T or something like that? Did you ever notice that?
You know what? And I'll tell you what, we're guilty of it, too. Every once in a while, I'll pop on and say, hey, it's 7:34 on the Morning X. But I'll tell you what. And every time I go, I didn't need to say that. We still give the weather, too. It's on your iPhone, but I still say it once an hour.
Driving. All you got to do is look out the window.
Right.
And every time there's an accident, they go, the injured were taken to a local hospital. Like, where are they supposed to take them? To a local restaurant? You know? You know, we're gonna send you to Denny's in the Philippines.
At least they have a good breakfast, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're guilty. Yeah, we all
so
do it,
the
man.
Same. I always wondered why they did that.
You know, it's a thing that goes back a very long way, and we just do it the way we heard it growing up. You know what I mean? You know, that's all. We grew up listening to it when they had to do it, and now that whole thing's obsolete. We still do it that way just because we're trained.
Hey, who you guys pull for up there? Are you guys Packer fans or Bear fans? Or could you?
You know, they'll tell you in Rockford that it's a 50-50 split, but I think it's more. I think we lean more heavily Bears up here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, those poor guys are doing so bad.
Yeah, it could be worse though. I've definitely seen worse. I'm thinking of Mel Tucker's defense.
Oh boy, you want to hear something? This is actually a true story. When I was in high school, I went to Hubbard High School on the south side of Chicago. We were called the Hubbard Greyhounds. And one of the coaches, he had this beautiful greyhound dog. That was our mascot, you know?
Yeah.
So our first seven games, we lost all, we were 0-7 our first seven games. Oh. And I'm not even making this up. Our mascot, the dog, he ran away. Like, he took, like, the dog's like, I can't even watch this no more. Like, these guys are that bad. So, like, our mascot took off, and I think a couple of the coaches chased them because I don't think they wanted to coach the team anymore even, you know?
Sure. When the mascots and the coaches are running away, you know you have a problem.
Yep.
Rocky Laporte, you a Cubs fan or a Sox fan?
You know, here's something. This is a true story. A couple of years back when the, remember when the Cubs beat Cleveland in the World Series?
Of course I do.
Well, that was in October, literally about 6 weeks later, the Cleveland Indians front office, they hired me to do their Christmas party. Oh, no. So when the guy was introducing me, he goes, this next guy's from Chicago. I had 400 people booing me all the way to the stage. They're just like, boo. And I'm like, I go, I'm a White Sox fan, you idiots. I go, I was rooting for you guys.
Yeah, it seems like you're DOA at that point, right? How do you recover from that?
Yeah, you're coming up to boo. They're booing you and didn't even talk yet, you know?
Right. Well, I think you'd rather prefer the evening at the improv situation where you're killing before you even start talking, man. And we're looking forward to seeing you, Rocky Laporte. It's going to be awesome. Next Thursday, the 27th, Thursday night at Prairie Street Brewing Company in Rockford, the Brew Ha 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 comedy series kicking off with Rocky Laporte. Rocky, thanks for dropping in this morning.
You're welcome, Kev. It was good talking to you, and I'll see you next week.
You can check Rocky out on YouTube or RockyLaporte.com. Tickets for our show next Thursday at thexrockford.com.